Being an online entrepreneur is going to force you to learn a lot of things. Sales, marketing, content creation, not to mention whatever it is that you're going to help other people with. But the most important thing to master is your mindset. Today, we're going to give you a quick tune-up so that you can be mentally prepared to absolutely dominate when it comes to your business. Welcome to the High Value Skills Podcast. I am your host, Simon Parsons, and this is the show dedicated to helping millennials move away from a career that you hate and build an online business that you love, one that gives you the freedom and the income that you deserve. Now, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Let's dive in. What is up, all you badass digital entrepreneurs? I am so excited to be jamming out with you today, and I hope you are getting ready to absolutely crush it this week. So today, I want to talk about the five most common mental threats to your business. We're going to talk about how to identify them, unpack them, and get them out of the way so you are free and clear to do what you need to do to succeed in your business. So over the last several years, I've had a really cool opportunity to participate in a lot of groups and masterminds, not to mention my own offerings, where I've been able to work with literally hundreds of different online entrepreneurs, such as coaches, course creators, and consultants. And it's really interesting because I get the perspective to see what it takes to succeed and what is holding people back. So a lot of times I'll see stuff in common, very common themes that are present in most people's mindset that allow them to succeed or create failure or cause them to be stuck in their business. Now, here's the thing is we all get that mental chatter. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just we need to learn what to do with that. So today is going to be a fun episode. Here's the thing too. Is if you've been in one of my coaching communities, you've heard me talk about what I call the formula of success. And that is, you've got to gain the knowledge, you've got to take the action, and you need to subtract the overthink. If you do those three things, you will succeed. There are some people out there that always try to do it themselves. They think they know everything, or they try to figure out everything on their own. And a lot of times they're going the wrong direction, or they're taking longer than they need to. And that's because they have a lack of direction. They don't know about the tools that are out there. They don't know that there are really good ways that other people have created that allow you to succeed quicker. So they always try to do it themselves. So that's one example, but you need to gain the knowledge that, you know, such as sales, marketing, content creation, how to build a course. And there's ways to do that quicker than just trying to guess on it on your own. And there's other people out there who are spending a lot of time, they're gaining the knowledge, right? They're spending a lot of time like learning, taking courses, but they're not implementing. They're being held back, right? So they've got the knowledge part, but they're not taking action. In the previous group I was talking about, they take a lot of action. They just don't have the knowledge. So they're spending a lot of extra energy. But there's a third component to this, and this is the overthink. This is the mental chatter, the wondering if this is going to work out, worrying about failure, worrying about what other people think, the imposter syndrome, right? There's so much of this that can take up your time and your energy. And here's the thing, that can also be the best asset that you can have if you learn to turn that around and put that back into your business. Instantly, all that time and energy that exhausts you and holds you back can be put into forward motion and actually help you to succeed. All right, my friends, let's dive in. So the number one biggest mental threat to your business is, drumroll, it's imposter syndrome, right? I'm sure you've heard that term all the time, but I'm gonna give you a different way to look at imposter syndrome. So really quick, the way that people describe imposter syndrome is this feeling of, who am I to do this? What will people think of me? What if they find out I'm a fraud, right? It's basically like, oh, but why would they listen to me? Because there's Tony Robbins out there, or Amy Porterfield, or Pat Flynn. Why would anybody listen to me? But here's the thing is, this word has become so overused in the last several years. You can literally look up imposter syndrome in Google Trends, and you'll see that it starts to spike around 2018. I had never even heard of this word until then. And so it's totally cool if you feel this, but I think it's important to understand. Here's the first thing about imposter syndrome is it's basically a form of self-doubt, isn't it? Right? It's self-doubt. Why wouldn't you have self-doubt? Are you not human? Everybody gets self-doubt. It's totally cool, right? Here's the reframe, though, is you're actually a badass because you're not one of these dipshits that are just sitting around and doing nothing with their lives, letting the days slip by. You are actually deciding to take control of your life and go out and do something new. And when you do something new, it is totally uncomfortable. When it's uncomfortable, you start to have self-doubt. You let these thoughts creep in. So I want you to understand that you are a total badass. But I kind of think that this term being used so much, like, almost primes people to feel that way. So get some space from that. If you notice that you're feeling just like, hey, it's okay, give yourself a pat on the back and say, it's cool because I'm a badass because I'm doing something that most people aren't doing and it's going to be very uncomfortable. So learn to celebrate it instead of feel like shit because you have imposter syndrome. Okay, the other thing I wanted to say about this is imposter syndrome comes from comparing yourself to others. Would you feel like a lack? Would you feel like you're not good enough if you weren't comparing yourself to somebody who's on their chapter 20 instead of like you on your chapter 2, 3, 4, or 5? Where this comes from is because we're seeing people that are so far up the road from us, and that causes us to feel lack because we're measuring the distance between where we are and where somebody else is. So take some ownership of this, and one, celebrate that you're a badass for doing something new and getting uncomfortable. And number two, recognize that the reason why you have it is it's because you're measuring yourself against somebody that is up the road from you that is supposedly crushing it. They probably were the same place that you were years ago, right? So stop doing that. Recognize it. Instead, look at people up the road as mentors who can help you. Don't feel less than. Know that you are exactly where they were at that point and follow them on that path. Mental threat number two is waiting for the time to be right. This is something I see a lot, almost as much as imposter syndrome. This is literally a roadblock that keeps people from having success in their business. A couple forms of this is like, oh, I don't have enough time, or I'm too busy, I don't have enough money, now's not the right time, I need to wait for the time to be right. But here's the thing, it has nothing to do with time or money. Waiting for the time to be right is a mindset. It is a mindset of complacency. It is a mindset of fear. It is a mindset that keeps you working within a self-imposed construct that you just created. So here's the other thing too, is people who are highly successful, you don't see them using that language, right? They create the time, they create the resources, they create the money to make it happen. A lot of times where this comes up is when it's investing in your business, like getting coaching or investing in some type of an app that's going to make you hyper productive and kick ass. But people are like, oh, well, I'm just not busy enough in my business, so I got to wait for me to get more money to come in, and then I'll buy this asset or purchase this course or get some coaching that will help me actually become a better business owner, right? The thing is you're literally missing out on resources. You are giving yourself a roadblock to success by not being willing to bet on yourself. Here's the thing when it comes to time too. I hate that one. Sometimes people will be, oh, well, the timing's not right. And they look at me like I'm going to be disappointed. I'm not disappointed because I'm losing out on a sale. I'm going to make shit happen no matter what. But I'm disappointed because you are letting yourself off the hook when you do that. You're not hurting me. You're hurting yourself when you're saying like, I just don't have enough time. I just don't have enough money. Find a way to create that. One of my favorite quotes is, necessity is the mother of all invention. When something becomes imperative, you are forced to find ways of getting. I believe in the resourcefulness of your mindset. And here's the thing, if I want something in my business or in my personal life, I don't wait for the money to come in. I don't pull it out of savings. I create a new asset. I use my brain to find a new way to create a new stream of income to pay for whatever it is that I want. It's interesting because like a lot of times people will Kajabi is a perfect example of this. Kajabi is like this one all-in-one solution that I always talk about that I run my online business with that gives that literally amplifies your business and allows you to scale. And people get hung up. Oh, it's like $150 per month. Yeah, but it could be like tripling your income. It could be 10xing your business. But people will just be like, well, I'll wait till I get more money in my business. Waiting is a mindset. Another thing too is people will be like, hey, I know you're busy. Thank you so much for making time for me. No, I'm not busy, okay? I'm not busy because busy implies that I don't control my time. If I make time for you, it's because I've chosen to make that important, okay? So people who are highly successful, they don't fuck around when it comes to time. They create the time. If it's important enough, they'll make time. If it's not important, then they don't. It's as simple as that. If you want something, then find a way to create it. You literally have the most powerful supercomputer inside of your noggin. So use it to your advantage. Use it to grow your business. Create time, create money, create assets, get resourceful, and stop saying that, oh, I need to wait for the time to be right. Whew, I got a little bit passionate on that one. So mental threat number three is impatience. This is huge too. You guys have no idea how often I see entrepreneurs, they get sold on the dream and they jump into business and they're there for like 3 to 6 months. I'm going to go all in. I'm going to get on LinkedIn and start posting every single day. 3 to 6 months later, they are gone and I never hear from them again. Come on. Okay. This is building a business. Like, what business is built in 3 to 6 months? You've got to learn to play the long game. Now, it's totally normal to feel impatient, right? We want to see results, but results come over time. Here's the other thing too about results, is results are a byproduct of the person that you become. So instead of focusing on the outcome, you need to focus on mastering the craft and becoming better at whatever it is. Here's the thing. You're not going to be the best entrepreneur after 3 to 6 months. Nobody is, right? There are skills that you need to hone in on. There are skills that you need to learn. Okay. I think about marketing and it's funny because like I'm still learning all this new cool shit, even stuff that I learned 3 years ago. I'm still working on getting it better, mastering it, perfecting it, making little tweaks, right? You learn something, but that doesn't mean you know something. Years down the road is when you start to know something. I remember one of my biggest regrets in life was quitting Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I was like 19 years old. I started learning Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu before that even became popular, like before the UFC. I was so lucky to be a part of the growth of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It's one of the most famous martial arts these days, most common martial arts. But in the beginning, like nobody knew about it. And I was lucky to start, you know, to be training under a very well-known Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu instructor before anything was well-known when it comes to this martial art. And it was interesting because I had gotten a black belt in karate in like 3 years. And I found out that Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu was a 10-year timeline on this. And I'm 19 years old. By about year two, I was so impatient. I'm like, dude, I want my black belt now. But here's the thing. This is such a great lesson for me, is I was focusing on the outcome, which is a black belt. And it seemed like it was going to take too long, right? And so I actually quit. By now, I could have been a black belt several times over. And not only that, but looking back, I should have been working on mastering the craft. I should have been focusing on just getting better and better. The belts are just a byproduct. Same with your business. The results are a byproduct of the person that you become by skill acquisition, marketing, sales, communication, content creation, mindset. Focus on the mastery and you will attract the business that is in coherence with who you are at the time. And 3 to 6 months in, you just are not good enough to attract the type of business that you want. So I think when it comes to patience, focus on mastery over achievement, focus on skill acquisition, learn to embrace the journey and find outcomes that aren't the outcome, right? I think about how much better I've gotten at even like podcasting or speaking or presenting, sales, marketing. All these are skills that I've cultivated in the process of building a business. And the monetary stuff is simply a byproduct and it starts to find you when you become really good at the skills that you are creating. Mental threat number four. Ooh, this one hits home with me because this is something that I am definitely susceptible to. And I'll call this one shiny object syndrome. So shiny object syndrome is distraction, right? We have a goal, we're heading somewhere, but it's so easy, especially if you're a creator, if you're an entrepreneur, to see the next cool thing and to start to want to chase it. This is something that I know I'm very vulnerable to, so I need to be aware of it and always be checking myself. Is this moving me in the direction that I want to go, Or is this just another distraction? But what you can do is you can start to recognize this and start to create boundaries. Another thing that I want to say about this is a lot of these mental threats, the reason why they come up is because it's our subconscious knowing that we're moving in a new direction and wanting to keep us safe and secure by doing the same thing. So a lot of these things aren't real, but they manifest because they, you know, we're going into a new direction and our subconscious really feels uncomfortable with that. It feels like a threat. So we'll come up with these things, these distractions or excuses or fears that aren't real. And the only purpose for that is to keep us from going where we want to go because it's a new and uncomfortable direction. So for me, where this manifests is definitely shiny object syndrome. I've gotten so much better with creating boundaries and saying no. Part of the thing is I get a lot of opportunities that come my way. And so it feels really exciting. Not only that, but it's flattering, right? You get offered to do this or that and you want to participate, right? It's not only that, it can be really fun, but those are shiny objects and those are distractions. So one thing that I've been really focused on is, you know, seeing those for what they are, is they are keeping me away from the goal that is at hand. And unless that is directly moving me towards that goal, I need to put up a boundary. I need to be willing to say no. Another thing that I like to think about is that focus is literally a superpower. Think about how distracted we get with social media, 10 different messaging apps, all these people reaching out to us, all this advertising, all these opportunities. Focus is literally a superpower. So if you can learn to hone in on what it is that you want and tune everything else out, tune out the shiny objects, this will put you ahead because you will simply be more focused than 98% of the people out there. Okay, the last one is, it kind of goes back to that formula, knowledge plus action minus overthink equals results. So I see this as being pretty common when it comes, and this also relates to shiny object syndrome, is I call this course collecting or knowledge collecting, right? People, they think that they're taking action when they really aren't. They're just doing more learning. Here's the thing is you know what you need to do. And if you don't, you can figure it out along the way when you take action. So here's the thing that I know. I'm really good at taking action. And I'm also good at recovering if I go in the wrong direction. Because I know that sometimes when you go in the wrong direction, it helps you know where you are. So you can figure out what you do need to learn, right? But a lot of people get stuck in this learning mode where they're constantly learning, always taking new courses, spending more money, but never actually taking action. So you've got to be aware of that. That's another mental threat. Is learning instead of doing. Another way that this shows up is like scrolling social media. Oh, I'm doing research. I'm looking at other people's content. Cut it out. No, you're not. You're just delaying what you need to do, which is taking action. So I'm gonna wrap up this episode. Again, the 5 mental threats. Number 1 is imposter syndrome. Number 2 is always waiting for the time to be right or waiting to have enough time, waiting to have enough money before you do something. Number 3 is impatience, short-termism, short-term thinking, and not being willing to play the long game. Number 4 is SOS, shiny object syndrome, getting distracted by the next big thing and always moving around in directions that don't lead you to the result that you actually do want. And number 5 is spending too much time learning instead of doing, becoming a knowledge collector. All right, my friends, your call to action is to drop into the show notes and get on my Digital Entrepreneur newsletter where I can share some really cool stuff behind the scenes when it comes to building your online empire. Thank you so much. I will catch you on the next episode.